Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future. With spring gardens well underway here in the mountains, it's hard to travel far in eastern Kentucky without seeing peas, lettuce beds, and all kinds of early greens sprouting up. Here in Letcher County, the farmers market in downtown Whitesburg will kick off on June 14th. In recent years, there has certainly been a resurgence of interest and support for local agriculture and farmers markets here in eastern Kentucky and throughout central Appalachia. And one annual gathering has played a big part in bringing it all together. Called Growing Appalachia, 2014 marked the fifth consecutive year of this event, held in Prestonsburg in March. It's a day where farmers, small business owners, teachers, and community members of all kinds come together to share knowledge about how we can build a local economy here in the mountains together. WMMT has been at every one. And last year we interviewed Will Bowling about his family farm in Clay County called Old Home Place Farm. This time around, we got an update on how it's been going for him since.
It's actually going really well. So last time we spoke, we just started, had only been going a few months on a new operation. We've been doing a pasture meat CSA. That's going great. It's actually exceeded our expectations. A lot of demand and a lot of opportunity for local foods and local meats here in the mountains of Kentucky. But that's going well, and we've also beginning to move into vegetable production for retail customers beginning this spring.
Ralph Davis, a journalist and organizer of the Floyd County Farmers Market, spoke at the event, and as he sees the significance of such efforts.
What we're seeing across eastern Kentucky now is nothing short of revolutionary. People are, like Todd Howard over there, choosing what might be considered an alternative lifestyle when they return to farming, especially in this region, because we've watched so many family farms disappear over the years. But what they're doing is they're taking ownership of their own lives, and they're creating something new. It's an act of creation. And I guess what I really want to emphasize is it's one of the best ways that eastern Kentucky and all of central Appalachia can heal itself. We've seen a lot of bad news over the last couple of years about loss of jobs, loss of coal jobs, loss of other types of jobs, people moving out of the region. And, that's going to happen in an industry that's dominated by outside interests that we don't have ownership of. With the farmers market, we have ownership. The farmers have ownership.
And for Will, having ownership and marketing your own products often means being creative and trying new approaches.
We're doing a little bit different setups. We're kind of out away from many towns and such. So instead of doing straight farmers market, we're essentially going to be doing an online farmers market. So we're calling it the Old Home Place Farm Vegetable Buying Club. And folks will be able to get on our website each week, look, see what we have available, and then tell us what we want. And then we're going to do a weekly delivery to the folks. And then probably sell at farmers market as well. But we hope that'll be more convenient for folks and allow us to plan a little bit better as well.
A lot of young people from across the region came out this year to the Day of Workshops. Taylor Lewis of Letcher Middle School told us about a project just getting started at his school.
We're planting a garden. We've started some onions and stuff inside, and we've started growing them in classrooms, and by spring we're going to plant them outside.
Letcher Middle School is working with the Mountain Garden Initiative, a local nonprofit, and the Grow Appalachia Project to get their school garden off the ground. And what Taylor likes most about it is...
Especially the plants that start growing and then they change completely.
The conference was free and open to the public and consisted of 9 workshops covering everything from organic pest control to how to find and sell medicinal herbs to do-it-yourself home weatherization. But in addition to much discussion and skill sharing about agriculture and clean energy options, a lot of people at the event spoke to how rebuilding our economy here will take all kinds of different approaches. Lacey Hale spoke to the crowd about her work with Epicenter Arts in Whitesburg.
We believe that art is vital to health, the health and well-being of the individual and the community. And each of us, I think, each of the artists that are part of our group have had some sort of experience that made them feel like the arts were more than just something pretty to look at or something fun to do. Just from personal experience, I taught a preschool art class a few years back, and there was a little girl in there who had never spoken before. And over the course of our four-week program, she started to interact more and participate more, and by the end of the four-week course, she actually started speaking. And she started speaking in the class. So it was really powerful for me specifically to witness that, and then from that point forward, I knew I was going to be using the arts in some way to better people's lives. So our arts group, basically, we're a support group for other artists. We're kind of like an arts cooperative. We, if we want to order bulk supplies, we share in shipping and that sort of thing. We want to be arts advocates to different communities and people. We coordinate the Apple Shop Gallery space, and we look for local artists to have exhibits there. And we encourage the community participation in the arts and art projects. And we organize shows both inside and outside the region. We just hung an exhibit at the School of Craft in Hindman yesterday. So we're really excited. We feel like the arts are, people are starting to see how important the arts are in communities and how they can bring a community together. And we're just really excited to be part of that and help kind of mold the future of the arts in our community, because the rural arts are becoming more and more popular, and people outside of this area are wanting to see what we're creating here. So I think in the future we can all work together and create something like that, and it'll be very beneficial to us.
Will Bowling also sees this as a moment of real opportunity in the mountains, as the day's record turnout of nearly 200 participants made clear.
A lot of folks here today, a lot of new faces, a lot of familiar faces as well, but just a ton of interest. And just gauging from here today at Growing Appalachia and the comments I've heard so far, I think there's great times ahead for local agriculture in eastern Kentucky.
There's so much talent here. It just blows me away how many people here are talented in so many different areas, not just the arts, fine art, traditional art, playing music. I mean, you know, we have so much talent here, so that's something that we should tap into, and we should encourage people to use. It's an incredible place. This area is just an incredible place.
The Growing Appalachia Day of Workshops is held every year in March in Prestonsburg and is put on by Kentuckians for the Commonwealth. For more information about the event and how you can be involved in some of these efforts, you can visit www.kftc.org/growing-appalachia. Reporting for WMMT in Whitesburg, I'm Sylvia Ryerson. Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.